in some ways just about what we expected, in some ways not. I didn't think they'd have somebody get 30, but you know, it was a little bit of a weird game. They've got a unique style that they're pretty good at, and it's good despite the fact that, you know, you don't play that way, and it makes you look bad a little bit. We won't see anybody else that plays like that the whole year, but it's good to run into, because you have to really defend their screens, and which we did okay for a while, and then we wouldn't for a while, you know, they really played a nice game and had long possessions and kept the ball and threw it around and right now we're not ready, obviously, to defend for 40 minutes in that way. So, but it was a good situation to be put in. I would, even though I'm disappointed with the way we performed, I would rather have that to learn from and to be in than to beat somebody by 30 or 40 and not really gain anything from it. So, from a standpoint of being in close games and having to make some plays and having to execute and make some free throws and stuff like that, that was good for us.
Kevin, getting out rebounded, especially in the second half, and all their offensive rebounds,
does that mean? That's a bother. You know, we've got a couple guys, and maybe we're gonna have to do something to address this. But we got a couple guys that don't think they've got any responsibility to rebound. So, and I even said it before the game. I even told the team before the game. A certain guy's going to have to do a great job on the boards, because we got a couple that don't think that they have any responsibility to help us defensive rebound. And kind of joking, thinking that maybe we could spur him on to rebound some. But we got out aggressed in the second half when he got thrown out of the game. They, you know, they got real aggressive and we didn't respond. So that's disappointing.
Coach, especially in the first half, some pretty special moments for AJ. Can you talk a little bit about the skills he brings to the table, especially for a big guy?
He's a good player. Got a lot of room to get better. He's a good player that has good hands and good instincts for the game, and so he normally makes his foul shots a lot better than he did tonight. But I'm sure he had some nerve stuff going on too. So he'll be a good player. We're excited about him, and so you know we just gotta keep helping him get better.
Did anything happen tonight kind of helps you decide who you start, or who you kind of go with Saturday night, at least to start the season?
I wouldn't think that we would start any differently on Saturday. I mean, I think that those guys are. Right now, to me, those five are clearly our best five. So I don't see any way that, unless there's something that's I'm not anticipating, that we would change the lineup for any reason.
Given it's a Division II team and they play a different style of ball than you'll see all year, what do you hope to learn from a game like tonight going in?
Well, I wanted to see how we would defend. I told the team before the game, this is kind of ironic, I said, I'm particularly interested in how we defend in the second half. Now, I've never said that before a game. I said, I'm really interested to see how we defend tonight in the second half. And I didn't know that I was going to, I don't know, spur them on to such greatness. but that's what I told them before the game. And I'm interested in seeing how we defend in the second half. And we gave up 54.
Going back to AJ a little bit, exciting that he can get to the foul line. You know, he's probably just a little bit from the foul usually, you said, but exciting to get 12 foul shots and get like this and know that you guys can get a plus presence down there and get to the line.
It'll be nice to, you know, hopefully if people are making runs, we'll be smart enough. We weren't tonight, but we'll be smart enough to throw the ball inside and and get run stop, get to the foul line, make some foul shots. We shot the ball very poorly from the foul line for us tonight, and still shot 70%. And I would anticipate that we would be a pretty good foul shooting team.
Kim, what positives do you take?
You know what? This is really good for showing these guys. You know, you can kind of tell them, hey, we need to defend better, we need to defend better, we need to defend better. And it, sometimes it takes something like this before they'll really believe you. And I hope this is a good lesson for them and for us. But it wasn't. I wouldn't have told them that I was really interested to see how we would defend in the second half if I thought we were going to really lock them down in the second half. And you know, we did a good job of getting to the foul line. First half, I thought we did a pretty good job of turning them over, but then they get on the other end, and we lose a little bit of defensive intensity, which sometimes happens because the defense is right in front of you in the first half. And then when it goes down to the other end, now they really have to create their own energy and their own concentration and focus. We shot the ball more poorly than that. I guess, if anything, that's what I was really surprised. I was surprised we didn't make any shots.
One more, Coach, talk about the presence of Gordon and Beal in the same lineup. They're both capable of playing.
We can. Either one of those guys can handle the ball and get us into offense. And you know, they both know the plays from both positions. And so we can. We've got some flexibility there to utilize those guys. But we've just got some. We've got some work to do, obviously. But again, this is a lot better for you than what. What a 40-point victory would do for you. So I certainly, those guys were awfully proud of themselves from Tusculum, and they should have been. They really came in here and played a good game.